Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Let me read you a section from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter, beginning at verse 28. And Peter answered Jesus, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, and he walked on the water, and he came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and he began to sink, and he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand, and he took hold of him, saying, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." During my last year at university, a good friend and I decided to take a course in water safety. We had to learn all kinds of life-saving techniques to get credit for the course. And at the successful conclusion of this course, we were also awarded with a certificate that would allow us to work as a lifeguard. Now, I had no intention of being a lifeguard, so I didn't give it much thought. But 3 years later, the lessons that I learned from taking that water safety course proved to be invaluable. Another friend and I had taken a holiday together, and we were out some distance from the shore, just lazily swimming in the ocean, when all of a sudden, he began to writhe in pain. A cramp had seized his leg, and he was really struggling to stay afloat. He called to me to come and help him. He began to panic as he realized the cramp was not getting any better, and there was nothing he could do to relieve this crippling pain. His thrashing about in the water became more and more intense, as did his cries to me to help him. What would you do if you were in my situation? I suspect that many would immediately swim over to your distressed friend, grab hold of him, and pull him to shore to safety. That was certainly my first thought. However, my mind traveled back a few years to that course on water safety that I took, and instead of swimming immediately over to help my drowning friend, I remembered what I was told. So I stayed several meters away, speaking reassuringly to him to try and calm him down and get him to relax. As you might expect, my seeming nonchalance toward this serious situation only intensified my friend's panic. I watched as he flailed around in the water until finally he reached the point of exhaustion and he gave up the fight. It was then and only then that I swam over to him, hooked my arm around him, and hauled him back to the shore. It was only after he had given up and stopped trying to save himself that I went to save him. Often in our lives, the situation is pretty similar. We find ourselves in deep water, overwhelmed by circumstances and events. They might cause us great pain and hinder us from accomplishing our desired goals. We panic. We get angry. We call for help, even to God to save us. But the trouble is, we still want to be in control. We want God to come to us under our terms and conditions and abide by what we desire. He must come now. He must pull us up, even if it means we push him down and use him as our own stepping ladder to safety. We want what we want when we want it. Even when we are drowning in the stormy seas of our own making, we still want to be the boss. But God, He doesn't operate that way. He's the lifeguard par excellence. Often He lets us exhaust every scheme, idea, plan, and way of escape that we can think of. God often allows us to grow weary of trying to save ourselves. He lets us go under the water until we despair of ever being saved. But it is then that He comes to us. We are weary, weak, exhausted, unable to do anything, and frightened. But he comes to us. He grabs hold of us with his nail-scarred hand, and he saves us. Today, if you feel like you are drowning under the pressures of the world, or the pressures that others have placed upon you, or even the pressures you place upon yourself, and if you wonder why God is not coming to your rescue when you call to Him, stop for a second and think, am I still trying to be in charge here, even though I'm drowning? Or is it time to give up, despair of saving myself, and allow Jesus to reach out to me? And when He does, you too will confess, truly, you are the Son of God. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, in this earthly life we endure sufferings and death before we enter into eternal glory. Grant us grace at all times to subject ourselves to your holy will and to continue steadfast in the true faith until the end of our lives, so that we may know the peace and the joy of the blessed hope of the resurrection of the dead and of the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.